This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Since its debut nearly a decade ago, Hideki Anno's Neon Genesis Evangelion has remained one of the most influential and controversial series in the history of Japanese animation. The television series, plus subsequent movies, videos, and merchandise, have pulled in more than $1 billion. Animation critic Charles Solomon has this review of two new DVD releases of this popular anime series.
As soon as they were broadcast, the final episodes of Anno's Evangelion became the subject of heated debate over what they meant, if indeed they meant anything at all. As they satisfied no one, Anno reworked them in the theatrical features Death and Rebirth and End of Evangelion in 1997. Now he offers a fourth version, a director's cut of the last six episodes. The story of Evangelion takes place in 2015, 15 years after Second Impact, a cataclysmic explosion in Antarctica that devastated much of the Earth. Although it was reported as a meteor strike, it was actually caused by a human encounter with the first of the powerful sentient creatures known as angels. The angels are now attacking Earth, and the only effective weapon against them are the Evangelions, or Evas, enormous cyborg robot suits piloted by psychic teenagers. The Evas were created using genetic material from that first angel as part of a scheme to redirect human evolution.
Is this the Giant of Light?
No. In Gahern, we refer to the second impact giant as Adam. But this isn't that one.
Then what is this?
This is what man has created from Adam. Eva.
Eva?
Project E, the Adam Revival Project. And that is Evangelion Unit Zero, our system prototype.
Prototype? Prototype of what?
Futsky, will you join us in creating a new genesis for mankind?
The most effective Eva pilot is 14-year-old second child Shinji Ikari. Unlike the cheerfully brawling bodybuilders of Dragon Ball Z, Shinji is repressed, wimpy, a conflicted, alienated anti-hero whose relationship with his remote father has left him emotionally stunted.
Don't touch me! Just leave me alone, Misato.
I'm sorry. I know how lonely he must be. Does the fact that I'm a woman frighten him? Or is he afraid of getting close to anyone?
His victories don't bring him the happiness heroes normally achieve. The strain of fighting the increasingly bizarre angels, the revelations of his commander's duplicity, take their toll on his fragile psyche. Only a single character is genuinely kind to Shinji, the mysterious fifth child, Kaworu Nagisa.
You are delicate like glass, especially your heart.
I am?
Yes, and worth earning my empathy.
Empathy?
I'm saying I love you.
The newly recut episodes offer previously unseen footage, including a meeting between Kaworu and the sinister Kabul Sile, who have been manipulating the other characters to realize their plans for humanity's future.
His salvaged soul exists only within you,
yet his resurrected body exists within Ikari.
Shinji's father. So he also is the same as me.
That is so. That is why we entrust you with our wish.
Kaworu's death precipitates Shinji's descent into madness and schizophrenia, suggested by extended collages that mix visuals from the story with apocalyptic Christian symbols and elements of Jungian psychology. These strange collages form a weird but appropriate ending to Anno's bizarre epic, because they ultimately mean whatever the viewer chooses to read into them.
Animation critic and historian Charles Solomon, the DVDs are Neon Genesis Evangelion Director's Cut Resurrection and Genesis Reborn.